With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is hosting Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. at the White House.
Today, Marcos takes lunch with President Trump at the White House. The two leaders are also negotiating a potential tariffs deal. Trump has threatened to impose 20% tariffs on Filipino goods on August 1st. Philippines Finance Chief Ralph Recto told reporters that Manila is open to offering zero tariffs on some U.S. goods in order to strike a deal.
That's correspondent Jennifer King. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has renewed his offer to meet Russia's Vladimir Putin to negotiate an end to the war. However, hopes for progress remain low as delegations prepare for talks in Istanbul. Kremlin officials have dismissed chances of a high-level meeting, citing significant unresolved issues. Meanwhile, Russian forces launched nighttime attacks on four Ukrainian cities. Those attacks killed a child and wounded dozens. More than 2 weeks after deadly floods swept through Texas, officials have dropped the number of still-missing people in the hardest-hit area now to three. More than 130 died in the July 4th floods, mostly in Kerr County. The House Republican campaign arm outraised Democrats in the second quarter. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The National Republican Congressional Campaign outraised its counterpart, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, in the second quarter of 2025. The House GOP campaign arm brought in $32.3 million in the second quarter of the year, while the House Democratic campaign arm raised $29.1 million in the same period. In June alone, the NRCC raised $18.1 million, and the DCCC brought in $12.7 million. In 2025 so far, the NRCC raised a total of $69 million, while the DCCC has raised $66 million. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow down a dozen, and the NASDAQ composite losing 83. This is SRN News. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration has modified its suicide hotline under orders from President Trump.
Under President Biden, the agency added an extension where young people could call to discuss their gender identities and how they might carry out so-called gender transition. The controversial hotline somehow cost taxpayers more than $33 million in just 3 years. Mr. Trump has ordered it shut down.
SRN's Michael Harrington. Gay pride armbands dividing players and teams at the Women's European Soccer Championships in Switzerland. The UEFA is giving team captains the option of wearing the rainbow armbands when they play or selecting plain monocolored versions of the word respect instead. Both versions have been worn so far at the tournament, with the captains' choices facing scrutiny for the meaning behind their decisions. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Even though revenues and profits were down in the second quarter, General Motors easily beat expectations. The automaker standing by the 2025 outlook it revised downward in May. Coca-Cola reports better than expected earnings in the second quarter as higher prices overcame weaker sales volumes. Case volumes fell 1% globally and 1% in North America, but Coke says pricing was up 6% for the April through June period. Atlanta-based Coke reports revenues rose 1% to $12.5 billion. Shares of home builders rose pre-market. D.R. Horton gained nearly 7% after easily surpassing Wall Street sales and profit expectations. PulteGroup also topped analyst expectations, rising 1.7%. Lennar was up 2.1%. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.